On the Trail of the Lost Sister, on this moment of Indiana history. A Revolutionary War drama began on November 2, 1778, when a group of Delaware Indians entered the Pennsylvania home of Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Slocum and carried off one of their 10 children. Barely 5 years of age, Frances was called Maconaqua, or Young Bear, by her captors because of her protests. Heading west, Frances finally settled on the Eel River near Fort Wayne. After her first marriage to a Delaware Indian, Maconaqua's second husband was a deaf Miami chief, with whom she had 4 children. The family decamped to the banks of the Mississinewa River. It was in a log cabin near Peoria that Isaac Slocum discovered his long-lost sister in 1838, after hearing of the white woman who lives among the Indians from an Indian trader. Speaking through an interpreter, Frances resisted her brother's entreaties to return to the Slocum homestead, but did relent to sitting for the famed Indian portraitist, George Winter. Frances Slocum died in 1847. Along the Mississinewa River, the Frances Slocum State Recreational Area and the Lost Sister Trail are a tribute to her. The watercolor study and the oil portrait George Winter created are in the collection of the Tippecanoe County Historical Association. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.